Okay, so that moves us on to the first of four tracks from Howard Johnson. I'm going to have Howard on the phone in just, well, 5 minutes' time.
So fine, blow my mind, ooh. So fine, so fine, blow my mind. We'll be right back.
Great, great record from 1982 there. There's Howard Johnson and So Fine, taken from his debut solo LP. And hopefully I've got Howard on the phone. Howard, are you there?
I'm right here, mate.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Gives a big sigh of relief. So how are you doing? Thanks for joining me and welcome to Radio Newark. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, welcome to Radio Newark. Thanks for joining me.
Ah, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Great. So, Howard, where did it all start for you? Oh, can I just start by saying that we're playing the debut eponymous LP from Night Flight as well. That's tonight's featured album.
Right. It started when I was a small boy singing in church.
All right.
And it just blossomed and bloomed from there, being around my parents and people in church, because both my parents were, you know, singing. And, you know, so it just started from there.
And this was down in Miami.
Yes, down in Miami.
Great stuff. And, of course, your natural talent for singing took you into singing in clubs and bars.
Yes, I was 15 years old, and my mom's two sisters begged to let me go and sing in a nightclub when I was 15 years old.
Right.
And that was when the chance that I got to meet John Edwards, who ended up being the lead singer in The Spinners. And they followed me to this day. One of my mom's sisters will actually be in London when I perform this weekend, and she's been following me for 50 years. Everywhere I go in the world, she still follows me singing.
Bless. That's great. That's great. And, well, I bet she's done some miles then, because you must have been all the way around the world.
Yes, fantastic. I've been singing all over the world, so she will definitely gain some miles.
That's it, some air miles. Lovely stuff. So you were singing in pubs and clubs around Miami, and then you met a gentleman named Sandy Tirano.
You broke up. I didn't hear the last part.
I say you were singing in local bars and clubs around Miami in the 70s, and then you met a gentleman named Sandy Tirano.
Yes. Yes, he found me singing in a nightclub in Miami Beach. And 6 months later, the first song I'd ever written, I co-wrote with Sandy Tirano, a song called If You Want It, and was the lead singer of the group Night Flight, where I met my mentor, Phyllis Hyman.
Oh, lovely. That must have been great to have worked with Phyllis Hyman.
I was in awe first time I saw her, because the statue of her, she was a very tall woman with a lot of presence and a voice that matched. And whatever she said was, you know, her wish was my command.
Oh, I can understand that. I can understand that. Yeah. Because she was such a talent, won't she? Bless her.
Yes, 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 she was. Still holds a special place in my heart to this day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So Night Flight was formed, and you released two LPs with them. We've already played the track you mentioned, which was If You Want It. That did rather well on the UK charts, I remember.
Yes, it did very well here in the States. Well, there in the States, because I'm talking to you from France right now, headed to London in 2 days. Okay. So, yes, it did very well
in the United States. Are you living in France at the moment? Are you living in France?
Excuse me?
Are you living in France at the moment, or just doing some dates?
Well, France is really like a home away from home. It's kind of my second base, because of the history with black music, where a lot of the artists, you know, leave the United States and come to France because mm-hmm. they're more appreciated overseas than we are at home. And it really hasn't changed to this day, because the United States, to me, has a fast food mentality when it comes to music. So it's kind of difficult for us that, you know, we just kind of just decide to come where we're loved.
Lovely. Lovely. Right. So I'm going to play now the second track from of your four selections this evening. And this is going to be the title track of the album Keeping Love New.
Yes.
Lovely. So,
absolutely.
Stick on the phone, please, and I'll talk to you in 3 minutes and 49 seconds.
Absolutely.
Confession, it expression of just having you inside. Guide me, I'm blinded. Your love, it shines so bright. My days are filled with fantasies of loving you all night. There's no place I'd rather be. See for all the tears. I'm so glad we do the thing that keeps life strong through all the years. You're my magic mystery tour in the land of your love and your rings. It is warm. When I kiss and hold you tight,
keep in love.
Bring you wine, roses, candlelight.
There's Howard Johnson and Keeping Love New. Now, Howard, when I was talking to Neil Pounds of 6ix9ine Records, he was telling me that's his favourite track. What do you think to that?
It's actually my favourite track, and actually it is more popular here in Europe than So Fine is in the States.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's kind of like the opposite.
All right, so it's a great tune, great tune. Lovely. So, now... for that album, you teamed up with Kashif and Paul Jones and Maurice Brown?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, a great team that was responsible for, you know, the hits with Evelyn King, Melba Moore, Lilo, Freddie Jackson. So I was in very good company.
Oh, great stuff. And so since you've decided to step back into the music world after a bit of a holiday, a bit of a vacation away...
And yes,
you've signed with 6ix9ine Records in Newcastle.
Yes,
great.
Yes.
How did that come
You know,
about?
I let Neil listen to, you know, some of the new stuff that I had been working on, because I had, you know, I had a few years in between my last project, which was Jet Black Casanova.
Mm-hmm.
So I had accumulated a lot of songs that were still A sides, you know,
yeah.
And I had so much material, and I let him listen to some of the things that didn't make the album, not because they weren't good enough, was because I just didn't have any room anymore.
Yeah.
And he loved it. And we just, you know, struck up a relationship that'll last for a while.
Fantastic. So, and your brand new single is, it's like a double A side, and that's available now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic.
Yes,
so
it is.
We're just going to listen to the first of those two tracks. This is Howard Johnson and I'll Do My Best, available from 6ix9ine Records.co.uk.
All right, everybody. I want you to make me a promise out there. And tell me that you'll do your best. So repeat after me like this. I'll do my best. Come on, come on. I'll do my best. Now let's do it. Yeah. Come on.
There we go. There's the current release from Howard Johnson on 6ix9ine Records, and that's called I'll Do My Best. Two great sides. So, Howard, that sounds
great.
Thank
you.
That sounds great.
Thank you. We always try to please.
Did I hear you say there's an album on the back of that? There's an album in the pipeline?
Yes, there's going to be an album probably in July that's called
Called what, sorry?
Compelled.
Lovely.
Yes, and I've been working, you know, with Leon Silvers, Battle Cat, and, you know, Chris Kello from the States, and think we got a wonderful product to present.
Well, if that's a sample, then I'm eagerly awaiting that one. So good stuff. Now
thank
then,
you
mentioned earlier in the conversation that you're actually in the UK this weekend. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm at. A place that's called Total. Oh God, I'm terrible.
I think you're doing the Soul Cruise on the River Thames, aren't you?
I don't exactly remember the name of the place that I'm performing on Thursday, because then Friday night I have a show at the Hoochie Coochie, which is in Newcastle, and then Saturday night I come back to France with D Train and Light of the World. And then, you know, back in London on the Thames, both there. So
yeah,
it kind of gets a little confusing performing. But, you know, all people have to do is go to my page or go to howardjohnsonmusic.com and they'll see exactly where I'm going to be.
Howardjohnsonmusic.com, then. That's the place to find out Howard's whereabouts. So you sound like you're going to be meeting yourself coming back. That's a really busy schedule.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But you know what? It takes a lot to satisfy, but I have a lot to give, so I'll be there.
Good, good. And of course, when you love what you do, you never really work, do you?
Exactly.
Fantastic. So if anybody's interested in catching Howard, if you're around the London area this weekend, he's on the River Thames Soul Cruise, and that's voyaging down the Thames between 2 and 7 o'clock in the afternoon. Tickets are available through email at djstumps, that's djstumps, at aol.com. Fantastic. So, Howard, that largely brings us to the end. I'm going to play you out now with the other side of the brand new release called Straighten It Out.
Oh, yes. Lovely. Great song by Rashad Patterson.
Brilliant.
Beautiful song.
So I'd just like to say thank you very much for joining me on the show. It's been a pleasure to speak with you, and I wish you all the very best with the forthcoming LP. Can't wait to get
Thank you. Thank you. And the pleasure's all mine. Cheers.
Oh, you're very welcome. Be good. Thanks for joining us. Howard Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, and Straighten It Out. Available right now from 69records.co.uk. Look out for that LP. It's full of storming tunes.
Honey, we got to make it better. We planned on staying together for years, and I'll do the same as long as you promise to remain.
So there we go, brand new single from Howard Johnson. That's called Straighten It Out. It's on a limited release, so get yourselves across to 69records.co.uk and pick up your copy before they've all gone, because they're flying out.